3 weeks to go. 3 weekends left to shop and only one paycheck to go between now and Christmas Day. Mariah Carey getting us all into the festive spirit. I just want to take a moment before I bring you a few Christmas ideas to check off your holiday list to salute our local firefighters. You know, here we are this morning, probably hitting the command start or whipping out to start the vehicle early, let it warm up. And these firefighters, when they go out on the scene, as cold as it was again last night, too, they had to. There was a fire that broke out on Dewdney shortly before 6 last night. It was contained and no one hurt. But they always update us what they're doing on their social media feeds, too. And you may have heard it with Kevin Martell here this morning, too. But yeah, the colder the weather gets, it only gets worse when they got out there to fight those fires. But props to the Regina firefighting crews here for all the work they do. As I mentioned, you only have 3 weekends left before Christmas to get all your shopping done. And you might find a little inspiration for my next guest, the host of Tech Talk with Mark Saltzman. You can hear it every Sunday on CJMB between 2 and 3. He's busy breaking down geek speak and putting it into street speak for us all to better understand on the weekends. He's also got a lot of great tech and gaming ideas to add to your Christmas list as you shop here in the next few days. And Mark, before I get to some of your ideas maybe for gamers, I've heard Alexa, the Alexa assistant, has been updated. What do we know there?
Canadians have summoned Alexa, a hands-free personal assistant, for 8 years now. Alexa Plus just debuted. This is a, let's just call it a new and improved Alexa. It works with existing smart speakers, and she's just more personalized. She's more proactive. A camera on one of these new displays sees you walking by. It may say, hey, Mark, your wife, Kelly, wants to remind you to today take out the garbage today. She's more personal. Like, you don't have to keep saying Alexa every time you converse with her after the first time. She has more memory. She'll know that there maybe is an allergy in the home. So when you ask for dinner suggestions, she'll keep that relevant. You can even have Alexa Plus make reservations for you. And then finally, more Canadian. And it's not like a really offensive Canadian accent or ubiquitous A's peppered throughout the conversation. It's just not overly American at all and more conversational, which is great. So you just go to amazon.ca/new Alexa and sign up. It's free. If you're a Prime member, it's going to be free going forward. It's just currently free for everyone. But it should work with your existing Amazon Alexa speaker or smart display.
Tech Talk host Mark Saltzman, what are gamers looking for this holiday season?
Handheld gaming is popular. So the Nintendo Switch 2, of course, which came out in early June, has a few new titles, including a new Metroid game, which is a first-person action game. For PlayStation owners, if you have a PS5, PlayStation Portal looks similar. It is a handheld display with controls on each side and a screen in the middle, and it wirelessly talks to your PS5. You can play in another room. You can even play in another home as long as the PS5 is turned on or at least in standby mode. And then there's also handheld computer gaming, which is popular, like the ROG Xbox Ally. It's a full Windows 11 PC that looks like a Nintendo Switch. So you can game on the go, or you can dock it and play on a big screen TV like you can a Nintendo Switch as well. Fewer people are buying games on disc anymore. They're downloading them, so storage is important. There's both external and internal storage that you can pick up on the cheap.
When it comes to electronics and televisions, is the LG Stand By Me one of the hottest techs, or is there something even cooler than that?
So the LG Stand By Me series, because there's now a second one, a sequel, if you will, is a TV that is not just portable and wireless. It can last a couple of hours without having you plug it into the wall, but it's on wheels. You know, in the summer, you're grilling. You want to keep an eye on a game. You can do that, and then you roll it back into the house, or the kids have a sleepover. And they normally don't have a TV in that room. You can wheel it into their room. So it's wireless, too. You don't have to plug it into the wall. But it's also a touch screen and can rotate between vertical and horizontal. So it's kind of like a giant tablet as well. And then the other big trend, and big is the operative word, is larger sizes, flat screen TVs for your wall, and dropping prices, which is a welcome trend. So you can now pick up like a 75-inch TV for like $600. So we're seeing 75, 85, 100-inch TVs on sale if you've got the wall size and budget for that. But yeah, prices are dropping across the board. When we grew up, Japanese TVs, those brands were the big names, right? Sony, Sharp, Panasonic, Toshiba. And then the Korean companies came in, like Samsung and LG, with comparable quality at a fraction of the price. And now the Chinese companies are doing that. You know, you're not going to pay through the nose for.
What about mom?
Make sure you know what they're into. So if mom likes to exercise or wants to exercise more, a smartwatch may be a great idea, or an activity bracelet. If they're into reading, then an ebook reader that's wireless, waterproof, you know, not just to bring to the beach or to the pool if you're going on vacation this time of year, but you can slip into a bubble bath with these things. If they're a music lover, then maybe if mom doesn't have a pair of headphones yet or a wireless earbud. And yeah, if she's into cooking, there's no shortage of great gadgets for the kitchen, including smart appliances, coffee makers that you can use your voice to, like they'll connect to your smart speakers, so you can use your voice to have a cup of Joe made. There's lots of great things that you can pick up.
Tech Talk with Mark Saltzman. I got to remind you, it's on every Sunday, 2 to 3, right here on CJME. Mark, what a pleasure having you on, and Merry Christmas, man.
Yeah, you too. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays, everybody. Thanks so much for having me on.
Thanks, Mark. A week or two ago, it was announced Goo Goo Doll fans could travel to Sastel Center in the new year, catch them in concert. Now Saskatoon just announcing an outdoor festival. Kind of reminds me of Edge Fest they used to have back in the late 90s. Kevin Martell joining me now from the 980 CJME Newsroom. What's this coming up next summer?
Yeah, it's called the Outskirts Music Festival. And yes, it is outside Sastel Center. Jelly Roll performs.
That's big
draw right now. Of course, we've seen him in Regina. He's coming to Saskatoon. A couple bands that really hit it big in kind of like the 90s or maybe early 2000s, Wide Mouth Mason, Saskatchewan's own. Third Eye Blind, which actually, I'll tell you.
That's yours?
On this bill, I'm like, oh, Third Eye Blind. I know three or four of their songs I really like.
Well, and they're expecting like, they hope 20,000 people.
Yeah.
And I don't know. They can't even handle when 17,000 people attend Sastel Center indoors with the parking, and now it's outdoors at that site. I don't know where it's all going to take place.
Everybody's getting on the bus, and they'll be going to Sastel Center. But yeah, tickets, by the way, to the general public go on sale on Friday.
Well, I got a pair of free tickets I'm going to be awarding later this morning, so you can beat the box office before they go on sale. So stay tuned how to win that. Okay, so Regina City Council's back to work today, and part of it is this. What are they going to be doing here? Are they going to be discussing, proposals? Or are they inviting proposals to take over the old rail yard location?
Yeah, and it's funny because we were just talking about this yesterday about, now that Dewdney's reopened, you know, how quickly will the city get moving on that big chunk of vacant land? Now, to be fair, it's not like no work has been done on this land. Of course, a lot of it is, you know, behind the scenes stuff that you don't actually see on the grounds itself. Now, a big part of Dewdney getting revitalized will go hand in hand with that yards project. And so today at City Council, what is on the agenda is, remember, the city will need somebody to partner with it, a developer, so they can get this land, you know, developed. Yeah. And so part of what they'll discuss today is, you know, the future of that land, and they'll decide whether or not to issue a request for proposals. And so will they talk in length about what might go on that land? I guess we'll see where the discussion goes at council.
Well, inevitably, you know, whatever does go there, and there's the dream of a new ballpark, there's the dream of a new arena.
Yeah.
They've got to make it so that whoever is the private investor coming in, make it appealing to do so. You know, because you know the public, there's part of the public that will immediately say, no way, no, not on the back of the taxpayers. And so it is going to take private investment, but just make it, you know, and do it in such a manner that it invites private investors to take, do shop and do business there, I think.
You only got one shot.
Yeah.
Right? You can't redo this, 50 years from now. I mean, this is probably going to be, set the way it is.
Exactly. Right? You know, who the heck? Well, whatever that is, the city has to offer, you know, like, is it a, you know, is it a little break on taxes, whatever, to do business? I don't know, but it's got to be invested somehow. I'm very curious to see how this all pans out. When you got a new city water meter, the smart meter, did you see a jump in your bill ever?
No.
Because I never did either.
No, but I did notice that the delivery of it, you know, we don't use a whole lot of water,
yeah.
But the everything else, like the delivery costs and the service costs, they're already pretty high. But
yes.
To be fair, like our bill was pretty well the same as it was.
Well,
before.
There was that Facebook group that a bunch of people said our bills have gone up skyrocketing. It's a bit of a controversy right now. We got a break here, but I know Kevin is going to dive into that. There's actually a court case involving some people who are going up to court with the city on that one. That's next in the 7 o'clock news.
Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock. Jingle bells swing and jingle bells ring. Snowing and blowing up bushels of fun. Now the jingle hop has begun.
One of my favorite Christmas songs,
jingle
right there.
Bell,
Bobby Helms,
Jingle Bell,
Bell
Rock.
Jingle Bell. And for some reason, I always think of the movie Lethal Weapon when I hear that song, too, because the opening scene of the original Lethal Weapon opens with that playing. I know. See, Lethal Weapon. Yeah, sure, it's a Christmas movie. You bet it is. It takes place at Christmas. I consider it a Christmas movie. How's your December calendar filling up here with kids' Christmas concerts, notes and reminders, grab something for the teacher, plan the Christmas break? Yeah, the kids are going to be in holidays for 2 weeks over Christmas and early January there. You got to juggle child care, decide if you're going to take it all off there too. And in between all the other stuff, getting ready for your own Christmas party, Christmas baking maybe, or buying Christmas baking. Hey, and doing something Christmassy for the holidays, too. Tis the season. There are so many things you can check out. Yesterday, I had Jeff Straker on. He's got his Christmas shows coming up at the Casino Regina Show Lounge. Not this weekend, but the next. The same weekend, the Regina Symphony Orchestra is going to be performing live to Home Alone. You'll watch the movie, and they perform the soundtrack at the Conexus Arts Center. Two shows next weekend. Globe Theater has got a Christmas Carol on right now. And Lego. You have any Lego fans in your home? This is cool. The 5th annual Lego show and sale is on at the White City Community Center this weekend, Saturday and Sunday. You may not have known unless you listened to my show about a year ago. I think I had the Saskatchewan Lego Users Group on. Well, they're putting this show on this weekend at the White City Community Center, Saturday, Sunday. They're going to show some of their biggest creations and just encourage building Lego, which is one of the hottest Christmas gifts, both for boys and girls, right, of all ages. Now they got adult Lego, which is hugely popular. Did you see that new Star Trek Enterprise? It's so popular. It only came out a few weeks ago. It cost like $400. And on the Lego website this morning, it's on back order right now. So if you see it in a store and you really want it for someone in your home, you better get it, because that's the most sought after Lego project for the holidays, for at least the grown-up Lego lovers. You can still find that Titanic. It's around like $900. That thing is like 4.5 feet long. That came out a few years ago, and that's still largely popular too. Also, during the holiday season, there are plenty of movies to stream, some with a Christmas theme, some not. Are you caught up on the final season of Stranger Things on Netflix?
We have a plan. It's a bit insane.
What could go wrong?
Everyone in? I want to see Vecna's heart on a platter.
Yeah, Volume 1 of Stranger Things, Season 5, now streaming on Netflix, is number one. They're setting records for the amount of people that are streaming this. And they've dropped 4 episodes, I believe. Yeah, and Volume 2 of the last season, another 3 episodes, comes out on Christmas Day. And then you got to wait till New Year's Eve, December 31st, for the big series finale, which is going to be like a 2-hour movie. In fact, they're showing it, that final episode of Stranger Things, in movie theaters, too. I've not watched it yet. I've seen bits and pieces here and there. I pick up a lot on social media. 5 seasons, that's a lot for me to go back on right now. I'm not going to lie. But I will admit, the strangest thing to me is how these kids are still riding their bikes 5 seasons later. Didn't they ever get their license in between somewhere? I'm just saying. I'm throwing it out there. Hey, some of you Perhaps remember Edgefest in Saskatoon years ago. Well, they got a new festival coming out. It's the Outskirts Music Festival, headed for Saskatoon, June 26th. Sastel Grounds, the Sastel Center Grounds, they hope that they get at least 20,000 people. And the headliner, do you recognize him? Here he is practicing how to say it in advance.
Saskatoon, Saskatchewan. Saskatoon, Saskatchewan. Saskatoon, Saskatchewan.
Yeah, that's Jelly Roll, and he's going to be the headliner along with Third Eye Blind and Wide Mouth Mason on the bill. Tickets will go on sale this Friday for June 26, a new festival on the Sastel Center grounds, the Outskirts Music Festival. Jelly's awesome. He's still a superstar that is in demand to have him again return to Saskatchewan, where he did a couple of shows and sold out almost immediately within an hour here in Regina. That's a big get again. You want to go for free before tickets go on sale, you can beat the box office right now. And all I'm inviting you to do is anyone who wants a pair of free tickets to win these, you got to include your first and last name when you text 1-877-300-7275. First and last name. And just because I want to know, with that, tell me, what's your favorite Christmas song? Favorite Christmas song, your first and last name, to win festival tickets now that I'll award after the 8 o'clock news, all right? Text 1-877-300-7275. Everyone who does so gets in on the draw. Randomly, we select one to win. All right, Evan Bray joining me now, host of the Evan Bray Show at 8:30. And Evan, you got me going to this Nikki's Cafe breakfast group that I guess was started by Carl Fix.
Yeah, that's right. It's been going for about a year. Yeah. Carl basically brings together some people once a month on a Saturday morning, has a bit of a speaker.
Yeah.
So someone will be a guest speaker and then open it up for questions.
And we've learned a lot. A couple of weeks ago, Sean Semple, he talked. It's ironic. Today, City Council is, I think they're opening up for proposals to what to do with the rail yards.
Right.
We heard from Sean Semple. He said, you know, he seemed to back a new ballpark.
And he made it sound like it's a done deal.
Yeah,
like
5,000-seater. He talked about a new arena. He threw out the date 2030, whatever that means.
Yeah.
So maybe that's encouraging. But nonetheless, last Saturday was Craig Reynolds, CEO of the Riders.
And keep in mind that this was booked. Craig Reynolds was going to talk long before the Riders were in and won the Grey Cup. So that added a little extra excitement.
I found it fascinating. Craig said after the Grey Cup, at one point they were selling those Grey Cup champion hats, one every 12 seconds. They can't keep them in. They're the hottest Christmas
gift. I believe it. He was saying that they literally will get a shipment in, and they're selling them right out of the box. They don't even make it to the shelf.
And I got to mention here, we're doing a bit of a fundraiser with this group, right? Wednesday, December 17th.
That's right. Bonzini's is the location, the Leader Post Cheer Fund.
Yeah, the Regina Dog River Howlers Rugby Club, along with Nikki's Cafe Breakfast Group. We are putting... Carl is.
Are we part... We're part of that group?
I don't know, but Carl's got us plugging this here. But you're right. We got Jack Semple, Brian Sklar, J.J. Voss, Casey Stone, and Jamie Elvis Gass.
Yes, that's right. Well, they did it last year at Bonzini's, and it was just kind of a, you know, pick the day just before Christmas, goes from 4 till 7 o'clock, and they raised money just inside the establishment for the food bank last year.
Well, this year for Regina Transition House,
YMCA's
Isabel Johnson Shelter, Sophia House, and Wish Safe House. But Carl wants everyone to know, no freeloaders. You know?
Is that what he says?
He told me that yesterday on the phone. No freeloaders. So everyone's got to give.
What does that even mean? Oh, so if you're coming, you've got to give.
Well, yeah. There's the group and friends that know that, you know, you got to make a donation. Yeah. But he wants everyone that walks through those doors.
Well, it'll be good. So December 17th.
December 17th.
Yeah. Okay.
It's going to be a blast. It starts at like 4 in the afternoon.
Good stuff.
Okay. So with all of what we have learned from this business group, I have to admit, too, often some of it comes into your show here. You have a lot of these business leaders on your show.
A lot of them, Sean, a lot of the business leaders are people that have made appearances on my show or, of course, have a vested interest in what we're talking about. I think about in January, they've got Murad Al-Khatib, who is the president and CEO of AGT Foods. He will be speaking at that group. Well, he's been on my show many times talking about the importance of trade. We often talk about energy. In fact, this morning, right off the start of the show, I've got Marnell Jones joining me. She's the director of public affairs for the Mosaic Company in Canada. They made a big announcement yesterday in terms of education, partnering with education.
That's pretty awesome. $4 million.
Yeah, it's huge. And I mean, I love this, Greg. I think I had a school district on a couple of weeks ago talking about how they've implemented agriculture into their curriculum. These sorts of things are like practical, hands-on tools that kids are learning in school or post-secondary that truly sets them up for a career in this province. Yeah. So I love it. That's where we're going to start.
And then out of the blue, you're going to lighten it up today. Talk about gift wrapping.
At the end of the show, this is a bug for me. I'm not a gift bag guy, Greg. To me, a gift bag is a cop-out.
It's so easy, though.
It's so easy, but unless you're wrapping a soccer ball, why not take the time and wrap it in wrapping paper?
Okay.
So we got into this big argument in the newsroom the other day about gift bags, gift cards, wrapping gifts, those types of things. I feel like wrapping gifts is becoming a lost art.
Well,
when you were growing up, all of your gifts were wrapped.
You liked to unwrap, as a kid.
Yeah.
But I think as a grown-up, if I hand you a gift bag, you're not disappointed that you don't have anything to
Greg,
pull
don't
tape
speak,
apart.
Don't speak for me.
Oh, well, perhaps this will be a raging discussion on the Evan Bray Show.
That's right.
All right, Evan Bray's back at 8:30.